good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. I hope everybody had a good weekend. This past Sunday, it was Father's Day, so happy belated Father's Day to all you dads out there. We went back to John chapter 11 at the Delaware campus. Last week, Jeff Huff took us to John chapter 11 and walked us through the Lazarus story, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and Jeff did an excellent job. I'm still chewing on some of the things that Jeff taught in that message. But as I prepared for this coming Sunday's message, this past Sunday's message, I was going to go through John chapter 12. And sat down to kind of study, and I started in John chapter 11 just to make sure I kind of had the context to John chapter 12. And I really didn't make it past John 11. As I was reading that story, I was just struck all over again by the depth of the story and some of the statements that are made. And so there are probably 5 messages in John chapter 11. So I called Jeff and said, "Hey man, will you be offended if I like go back to John chapter 11 and read that again?" And he said, "No man, not at all." And so I went back and we really honed in on one particular verse in the context of that story. It's verse 5. Martha and Mary send for Jesus because Lazarus, their brother, is getting sick to the point of death. And so they send to the Lord and they say, "Jesus, the one whom you love is ill." And it's incredible. In verse 5, it says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." So it's clear Jesus loves Martha, Jesus loves Mary, Jesus loves Lazarus. And then in verse 6, it says, in response to, "Now Jesus loved them, so when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was." Now, this is the really incredible part of this story, or one of the really incredible parts of this story. It doesn't say, which I would expect it to, "Now Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, so as soon as he heard that Lazarus was so sick, he quickly, right, went to that place to stop his death from happening." Instead, it says, because he loved them, he stayed where he was for 2 days. And I really thought about that a good bit this week. And as I was studying, just thought, why would it say because, in a sense, because Jesus loved them, he decides to stay for 2 more days where he is? And I think the answer lies, as you kind of read the rest of the story, you realize that Jesus comes, and he comes eventually, but he comes 4 days after Lazarus is dead. And as Jeff Huff taught us the week before, there was a belief at that time that after 3 days, the spirit would depart from the body. And so Jesus is going to do this miracle of raising Lazarus from the death in such a way that there's no question. This is not just a resuscitation. This is Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And so I think what it points to is that Jesus has a different timing than we might expect, because Jesus has a different purpose than we as human beings have. God's timetable is different than our timetable because his purposes are often different than our purposes. For Mary and Martha, and I'm sure Lazarus, it was just, "Hey, we want our brother to stay alive." And Lazarus saying, "Hey, I want to stay alive." And Jesus loves them and he wants that too, but he does it in a very different way and in a different timing. He does it in such a way that not only is Lazarus obviously still alive, but he's able to teach Martha and teach Mary and those around them that, "Guys, I am the resurrection and the life," is what Jesus says. He does this miracle in which a lot of people end up believing in Christ and finding salvation in him. And I'm sure that Mary and Martha and Lazarus increased in their faith, that they were able to trust Jesus even more and love him even more and ultimately find greater joy in their relationship with God and greater belief in Christ. And so I think that's why Jesus is able to say, and why John is able to say, "Hey, Jesus did love them. Jesus did love Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And because of that, he stays around for 2 days and waits for God's perfect timing to come and do this miracle in such a way that it increases the faith of this family. Lazarus is going to have a story, right, that he tells, I'm sure, for the rest of his life on this earth. But ultimately, this reveals more of who Jesus is, more of who God is. It points us towards the cross, and a lot of people get saved. And people, Jesus is able to teach folks in this moment, "Look, what I'm about to do is incredible, but ultimately, I am the resurrection and the life, and you can find your life in me. And so I hope this morning you'll take a moment and ponder, as I have this week, just how there are times where God's timing is so different than ours. There are times where God's response to our prayers is not exactly what we would want or what we expected, and yet we can absolutely trust that God is good, God does love me, and God ultimately is, as Romans 8:28 tells us. I mention this verse all the time to our Delaware folks, and I'll keep mentioning it because I think it's just such a great promise and helps us understand oftentimes what God or why God is doing what he's doing. He says he works in all things for the good of those who love him. And so we often say this phrase, God is working for his glory, is what Jesus says in this passage, and he's working for our good, for his glory and for our good. And we can trust that no matter what. No matter what is going on in our lives, whether God is maybe waiting longer than we'd like, or he's just given us a different response, or something that has happened that we did not see coming, in everything, in all things, God is working for his glory and for the good and for the joy of those who are his children. And he's calling folks who are not yet his children to come and to believe him and find life in him. And he does things, sometimes in ways that we don't expect, sometimes in ways that are that seem painful to us, that are painful to us. But ultimately, he's doing it for a greater purpose, with a good purpose in mind. And I think we see that exemplified in this passage. So I want to give you a moment just to pray right now, and maybe take some time to reflect on that, and maybe ask the Lord, Lord, will you help me to trust you, even when things are difficult, even when I'm going through a painful experience, or even when you don't maybe answer my prayers in the timing or in the way that I'd like. God, help me to trust that you are working for your glory and for my good and for my joy. Let's take the time to just pray that now. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have a great start to the week, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.